From prospect to scholarship, the secret of having your own radar. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 116. And welcome to this ongoing series about the recruiting funnel. From prospect to scholarship, I'm John Fubler, your host. I'm an author, speaker, podcaster. I'm an athletic scholarship coach. That's why I'm here. And a father of two scholarship athletes. And this is day three of this seven-day series to take you from prospect to scholarship and help you understand this recruiting funnel and maximize the next few weeks, months, and maybe the next couple years in your scholarship journey. Whose idea was this anyway? 7 days in a row podcasting. John, you're the only one in the room, so it must be you. I know it is. I've been on a journey. I don't know if I told you, this past weekend was up in the mountains of California. I don't think I mentioned this yesterday or the day before, and I am still sore. I was up there for a men's retreat, about 400 or 500 men up there. And one of the things we did, the big lake on this campground, this conference center, and decided we would run the lake, this loop, 3 miles. Not too bad. I was up for it. It was about 6,000 feet. When I lived in Colorado, that would be no problem. But now I'm adjusting from sea level of North Carolina and going up to up into the mountains. Made the mistake of running with a couple younger guys. One guy 10 years younger than me, another guy 15, 20 years younger. And we are going around this lake, and they're having a great time talking to each other. And I'm huffing and puffing. I barely made it. It was such a great experience. We did it again the next day. Yeah, the next day. I'm glad that one of the guys who ran with me is a physician because I almost needed one. And now, even a few days later, I am so stiff and sore. They say you should keep working out and keep running. I guess I have to do that. But I come to you a little bit sore and tired, but I will press on just like you will for your athletic scholarship, right? And you're going to do this recruiting thing, and you're going to make it. Keep going. It's a marathon. Make that happen. We're talking about today a secret about having your own radar. You know, coaches have a radar, and you want to be on their radar, but you have a radar, and you want coaches to be on your radar, and I'll explain what I mean about that. But if you get this thing down, it will absolutely streamline your recruiting process. I can't go any further without saying on this November 1st, this is launch day for the new RecruitMe Athletic Scholarship System. And I have been waiting for this day for so long. I thought it would come a month ago, 2-3 months ago, but life happened. But today is it. Thank you for those who are already taking this thing for a drive. You are using the RecruitMe system, the new, brand new RecruitMe system. I had had out a couple days before today's official launch, and some folks have already purchased it. 2 years been working on this because I wanted to come up with a better solution for parents and athletes. Yeah, the RecruitMe system had been doing well and helping families, but I felt that it was a little bit stale and outdated. And now I've got something that's new, fresh, using video. You got to use video these days. It's a great instructional tool, audio, and of course, digital. All those three things coming together makes this a powerful package that will really speed up the process for you. It will help you with checkpoints along the way. It's a logical step-by-step process, and it's also more in-depth than I've gone before because you've got the video, you've got the audio to back it up, you've got the digital as well as the manual and workbooks. There's just so much to this that if you want to check it out on this grand opening day of the new RecruitMe system, go to recruitme.com/system, recruit-me.com/systems. Families indicated to me, and what I sensed here was that you wanted something more alive and interactive, a step above a manual and a workbook. And so that's how the new RecruitMe system was born. I'll take you step by step, as I always do, from A to Z in the recruiting process. It's the quickest road to recruiting. It's a way to get on coaches' radar fast. In fact, you'll start hearing from coaches in the next 30 days once you get started in this. If you want to be shown how to do it, rather than just reading about how to do it, this is why the Recruit Me system, the new Recruit Me system, is advanced, because I show you. You are my student in instruction. If you want to know exactly what to do every step of the way, the Recruit Me system has it for you, along with those great digital tools as well at your fingertips. Immediate access when you purchase it at recruitme.com/system. Very inexpensive. I'll tell you that right up front. I know you've seen some figures out there with consultants and services, and the figures go up and up and up, anywhere from $1,000, $2,000, sometimes $5,000. When I believe that you can do this yourselves as a family and be successful. I have seen this happen over and over and over again, and I believe in you. You just need to have the right tools. You need to have the right things in your hands. And this, I'll tell you, this is a toolkit, this new Recruit Me system that is unrivaled. And I'm bragging about it because I am so excited and I believe in it. I believe in it so much that I've got a 90-day money-back guarantee. If it doesn't work for you, gonna give you your money back. I want to do that for you. So head over to recruitme.com, recruit-me.com. Oh, I mentioned, $2,000 to $5,000. No, it's not even $1,000. It's not even $500, not even $150. It's only $97. One-time payment, and you get it, access to everything for lifetime. And I'm going to be adding resources to it as well, and you get access for that. Anybody who purchases by November 10th receives a comprehensive review of the two most important documents that make up your introductory packet. I want you to get it done right, and I will review that for you. We'll work through it together. If there needs to be some changes, we'll do it by email. We'll do it by Skype if we have to, phone, whatever it takes to get it right. So when you put yourself out to coaches, you're going to have it done the right way, and you're going to get the response. So that's just if you purchase between now and November 10th. Recruitme.com/system. I'll have a link in my show notes. Recruit-me.com/system. This secret I want to talk to you about in this episode, in this day three of the recruiting funnel from prospect to scholarship, is this. You got to have your own radar. Mention that. And that is the fact that you must track your communication with coaches. And I don't mean just writing it down on Post-its. I mean really thoroughly tracking your communication. I want you to meet one family. I don't have them here in my studio, but this is a dad and his daughter that I had interaction with throughout the process. And the dad shared this, and I want to share this story with you because this illustrates the importance of having a good tracking system for your communication. He said, 3 years after first reaching out and starting the process, our daughter verbally committed to her dream school as a junior. She couldn't be happier with the decision, and it'll be fun for her to play out her remaining high school and travel ball seasons, knowing she'll be playing softball and attending college. It's been a long time coming. Lots of letters, emails, follow-ups, camps, showcase games, and getting up the nerve to make phone calls. There were ups and downs along the way, but ultimately, she made her dream come true by being persistent in the recruiting process and working hard at her sport and at her schoolwork. Now, I don't recommend you commit early, and she did, but it worked out for her. That's not the point of this. The point of this is, did you get the idea and get the message about all the action that was going on? Letters, emails, follow-ups, camps, showcase games. We got texts now, emails, as we mentioned, and the phone calls as you make outgoing calls and you get calls in from coaches. Man, you don't want to get lost in the process. You don't want to call a coach by the wrong name, associating him or her with the wrong school. And that can happen if you don't make sure you have got the communication tracked well. In my Recruit Me system, I have a tracking template that families use for this purpose. But you know, you don't need that. You can make one on your own if you want. It does not matter whether it's digital or whether it's on paper, however you want this to work. An Excel spreadsheet is a great way to go so you can track the communication. You can write on it on that piece of paper. When you're on your phone, you got to have something to take record of that call, and you want to be able to write it down, write it by hand, transfer it later into your digital form. But having this enables you, when a coach does call, to be able to refer quickly back to it and get all the facts about previous calls, things that you've talked about, so you can continue that conversation. You don't want to sound dumb and like you're just lost when you're talking with a coach. And that can happen. There's enough. The nerves are already fried. The adrenaline is pumping, and you get a call from a coach. And you're talking with that coach. Parents, your son or daughter may be scared. You need to be able to have something to fall back on. And that's why tracking your communication to the detail is so important. As much detail as you could put in those communication. You know, phone calls blended with emails, blended with texts, blended with visits, blended with lots of schools and coaches. Man, keep it straight. Keep it straight. I hope that I've gotten that point down to you. Whether you use a digital thing on your phone, or your iPad, or your computer, whether you use a notebook, whether you use sheets of paper, I highly recommend that you condense it and get it into one place and eventually get it onto a digital form, and an Excel spreadsheet works really well with that. So that's what I've got for you today. I've got a nugget, a golden nugget, as I share with every episode this week. I want you, as we've been talking about details, to step back with me a second. I want you to think and act long-term. Think and act long-term. Keep your vision out in front. See the big picture. See where you're going, your goal down the road. It's easy to get caught up in the here and now and the details, and you have to cover the details, but please keep the goal and the vision out in front of you. Don't be short-sighted. This will also help when you hit the bumps in the road in the recruiting process. Keep that vision out. Keep that goal out in front of you. You're doing these things to get to that place in the road, to get to the finish line. Well, that's it for today. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about using 3D radar. 3D radar. You know now why you need to have coaches on your radar. And the tracking system is incredibly important to make that happen. It's essential. It's essential. Tomorrow we'll talk about using 3D radar. I do recommend you check it out, at least the brand new Recruit Me system, on this launch day at recruitme.com/system. And tomorrow we'll get into more as we go step by step through the process. Glad to have you along. I'm John Fugler. Talk to you tomorrow.